to preach what I feel. You'll want to feel in my soul. And with the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you what the Lord of Heaven has laid on my heart since I come into the service here. And you pray for me and bear with me just a little while. And if I get anointed, I'm liable to preach 30 minutes. And if I don't, why, I'll sit down about 15 or 20. Amen. But we're living in the days that was prophesied would come to pass. They're here.
That's right.
We used to preach about all these things coming upon the earth and tell the people and warn them, get ready, it's coming. Friend, tonight it's here.
It's here.
The things that we preached about 40, 50 years ago have already taken place.
Right.
And the only thing left tonight is for the rapture of the church. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, you need to feel bad about it. I'm feeling good about it.
Sure.
The next great event is going to be for the rapture of the church. I believe that. And those that are not ready, it's going to be a terrible day. That's why we rejoice so much and shout, because we got assurance, we got a hope, we got an also. We got a promise from God, and every promise He ever made, He's going to keep. And He promised He's coming back after those that have made themselves ready. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I know that I want to read a verse of Scripture and get started here and let you go in a little while. Turn to Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. And it goes on and on and on. Time.
Everything,
time. And time changes a lot of things.
That's the truth.
I was sitting here tonight thinking how things had changed since I was a boy. Mm-hmm. Hadn't been just a few short years ago, about 65 years ago. I can remember back real distinctly how that people used to travel and the conditions and how people lived and air condition wasn't thought of or heard about. And we were having our churches in the storefronts and sitting on saw logs for benches, and we go to town on Saturday, and it'd take a half a day to get there and back. You'd had a half a day after you got there, because it took a lot of time to go and come back. And my, how time has changed!
Right.
Now you can eat breakfast in New York and supper in London, England. Even quicker than that. You can even eat dinner over there now, they tell me. Time has certainly changed. Eat dinner over there now, they tell me. Time has certainly changed.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Styles have changed. Everything, our way of living has changed. But we're going to see one of the greatest changes right in the near future that the world has ever saw.
Oh, yeah.
We're facing a great change. And time changes a lot of things. But there's some things that time does not change.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
There's some things that time doesn't change.
That's good.
Praise the Lord.
That's good.
Hebrews 13 and 8 said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right. Never changes.
God never changes.
Word is forever.
Amen. He never changes. Way back there in the beginning, said God created the heavens and the earth. The Spirit of God moved upon the water. Back before there ever was any world. Back before there was ever any stars or any moon. Back before there was ever any creation on this earth. He was God Almighty. Way back there. He was God Almighty. And when He spoke the world into existence, the Spirit of God moved on it, and it came into existence. He's the same God that spoke the world into existence. Hallelujah. As He was when He walked the shores of Galilee. That was just God Almighty manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Right now,
I see
you coming.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
of God the Spirit. In creation, He's the Father. In redemption, He's the Son. In salvation, He's the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Time doesn't change Him. When He walks up and down the shores of healing the sick, opening the blind eyes, making the lame to leap and to dance and to walk, He was God Almighty. Hallelujah! When He hung there between heaven and earth, it was God Almighty in the flesh. God didn't die. That flesh was the Son part. That Spirit was the Father of it. That flesh part was just a temple that God walked around in. Can you see me? No, you don't see me. You just see this old temple that I live in. This is not the real John Grand Kicker. This is the same old fellow he was back there when he used to fight and argue with him. But can you die for something different? He hung on the cross and He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was a flesh crying out to the eternal Spirit. You see what this generation can't see? They can't understand how that He was God and He was man.
He was not just a man. He was man, but God made Himself a man. God made Himself a body. He didn't have no body. He was a spirit.
So He overshadowed the Virgin Mary. He was the Father of it. But yet He was God in that body. Woo! And when you see Him, you see the mighty God of heaven. Because that's the only body He ever had. That's the only body He ever came down in. And He took that same body, went on back to heaven. And one of these days, He's coming back after those that obeyed Him. God hasn't changed. God didn't die. That Spirit was in Him, went back to heaven. That old temple went to the grave. The third day, that Spirit came back, picked up that same body, walked out of there with it, a glorified body. Same thing is going to happen one of these days to the church. That same Spirit abides in you that was in Christ Jesus shall also put in your mortal body. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That Spirit is going to come down one of these days. That's going to quicken you. And we're going to rise to be whenever with the Lord. God hasn't changed. People have changed. Time has changed. But our God has never changed. He's still the same. And He can be touched tonight with the feelings of our infirmity. If He healed back there, He's still the same. He can heal today. If He gives the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, He's still the same. And He can give it today. Hallelujah. And you got it back there speaking another tongue. And if they got it back there and He's the same and His Holy Ghost is the same, when they get it, they'll speak in other tongues today. Hallelujah! Mary, the mother of Jesus, got the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues. All the disciples were baptized in Jesus' name. John the Baptist was baptized by Jesus. And the work that Jesus did, He did in His Father's name. And His Father's name is Jesus. Give me Ephesians 3:15. Bear with me just a little while. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Some of you folks don't know what I'm going to tell you tonight. Amen. You may know it and believe it, but you haven't got the real revelation. I believe you've got to have a real revelation. Not believe it because Daddy believes it. Not believe it because Daddy believes it. This hippies running around saying, I got the Holy Ghost and I learned to talk in tongues. No revelation of Jesus Christ being a mighty God. They haven't got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a revealer.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's a teacher.
Sure.
Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost is a teacher.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
Now.
Say 3:15.
3:15, yes, and I want to St. John chapter 3. And Brother John Grant, here, will you get that? I want you to read that. I want you to know that's in there. Well, what's wrong with that?
That's all right.
Ephesians 3:15. Read it.
When the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Now, what does that say? I know you heard his voice, but what's he saying?
For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! All the families of heaven and earth is called by one name, then the Father's name is Jesus!
The whole family.
The whole family.
In heaven.
In heaven.
And in earth.
And in earth.
His name.
His name.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad I know the name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I bow my knee.
Yes. Why do we bow our knee? Why do we worship Him? Because He is the mighty God.
Yes.
He is the everlasting Father. Yes. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Counselor. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now I read that to prove what I'm going to tell you. Give me St. John chapter 3. And I'll tell you what verse it is. Well, let's begin reading at verse 22.
Praise God.
Read it big and loud, Brother John.
Praise God.
After these things came Jesus and His disciples.
Now listen to this. After these things came Jesus and His disciples into the land of Judea.
And there He tarried with them and baptized.
Now who baptized the disciples?
Bless God.
Jesus did. Praise
the Lord. Amen.
How did He baptize them? It don't say right there that He did it in Jesus' name. But He said, the works that I do, I did in the name of my Father. So if He did works in the name of His Father, He baptized them in the name of His Father. And if He baptized them in the name of His Father, His Father's name Jesus. Now, read on. I'm a father in John.
No, you ain't. You ain't following John. Amen. I'll prove you. Because you follow John and follow him all the way, you're going to come right down and get baptized in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Well, right here, John did. I mean the other John in the Bible. This John did too.
You got so many Johns. I got four Johns in my church. I was calling him One-Eyed John, Two-Eyed John, Three-Eyed John. I got another one the other day. I don't know what I'm going to call him. Listen, Jesus came and His disciples, read.
And John was also was baptized in Enon near to Salem.
Now wait just a minute. Jesus came into the land of Judea and He stopped up there. There's much water in that land.
He got to the water bowl and He stopped. He was baptized in His disciples. John was going down a little piece farther south, and the news got down there to him and said, hey, that fellow you've been preaching about is going to come after you. Said he's up there baptizing more disciples than you are. So John just got his little handful together and said, come on, folks. Said, I hear he's up there baptized. Now, wait, I'm going to read it to you. Read it to you.
Because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized.
Who came and were baptized? John was down there baptizing nearby. So he just said, come on, and they came on up to where Jesus was.
And Jesus baptized Brother John. John baptized Jesus, him and to fulfill all righteousness. And after John was baptized by Jesus, when Jesus came on the scene and John began to decrease, him and if you're following the Baptist group, you're following a decreasing group. Praise the Lord! That's the truth.
Amen.
He said, I'm a decrease, but He's going to increase.
Amen.
And John came and his disciples, and they were baptized. You know what that
reads? Yes, sir. Amen.
Huh? John wasn't yet in jail.
John wasn't yet in jail.
Uh-huh.
He was still preaching. But he's fading off the scene. Jesus taking over. John's disciples looked up one day and John saw him come and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." You know what they did? They said, "Goodbye, goodbye, John. We're going to follow him."
That's right.
So they just took off after Jesus. Amen. They followers of him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. The Holy Ghost hasn't changed. On the day of Pentecost, they was worshiping and praising God. Read it in your Bible. They had their voices ringing out praises and thanks unto God. And suddenly there come a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. And they all began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God give the utterance. When it was all noise abroad, and the sounds outside heard about it, they come together, and he said, "What meaneth this? They're drunk on wine." Peter said, "They're not drunk as he supposed, but it is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. They were drunk on the Spirit." They're drunk on the Spirit. Amen. It hasn't changed. It's the same yesterday,
yes,
today, and forever. A lot of things have changed, but Jesus Christ hasn't changed.
No, he hasn't changed.
He's still the same.
Hallelujah.
He's Almighty God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He's coming back one of these days, just like he said.
No, like you,
time hasn't changed that.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Time hasn't changed that.
Right.
People get sick and die like they did when Lazarus
died.
Oh, yes, they do. People still get sick and die. Hell is still hot.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment still are going to be real. Time hasn't changed that.
Amen.
Time has changed a lot of things, but it hasn't changed God. It hasn't changed the plan. It hasn't changed the church. The true church is still apostolic doctrinally. It's still worshiping God, still baptizing in Jesus' name, just like they did in the beginning. Never nobody baptized in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in this book. Don't let them deceive you, telling you that it don't make any difference.
Huh?
It does make a difference.
Amen.
Because you've got to have the blood applied.
Uh-huh.
Now you listen to this. Without the blood, there's no remission of sin.
That's right.
It takes the blood. And the blood is in the name. Give me Acts 5:28. You bring this man's blood upon us, preaching that name. When you reject that name, you reject the blood. You bring the blood upon you through the name. When you repent of your sins and baptize in Jesus' name, that blood covers everything back of that baptism. You're washed white, you're clean, you're garnished, you're ready for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And when you worship God with all of your heart, that Holy Ghost will come in just like it did in the upper room, just like it did in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, just like it did in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, just like it did in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. Everywhere they got it, they spoke in tongues. And when you get it, it'll make a change in you. It'll turn your land. Hey, man, it'll clean you up. It'll make you love God's Word. You quit being a Jesus fighter and begin to be a Jesus lover.
Sure. Hallelujah.
Praise God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change.
Uh-huh.
Time changed a lot of things.
Sure.
But this good old book is forever settled in heaven.
Forever settled in heaven.
You can't change it.
That's right.
You can tear it out, but it's still settled in heaven.
That's right.
We're still going to be judged according to Paul's
Hallelujah.
Gospel. Amen. You can't change it.
Right.
It's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right.
They've tried to change it. They forbid him to preach and teach.
Uh-huh.
Can I preach about 30 minutes longer?
Well,
no, it's just a little bit longer. Give me Acts the 4th chapter. Begin reading verse about 15.
Uh-huh. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council...
Now, wait a minute. Let me explain this. They'd been a great miracle.
Uh-huh.
And they called Peter and John in before the council, the religious world of that day. And they had forbid them to preach and teach in this name. Amen. But Peter and John, now read it.
They conferred among themselves.
They got together and they said, what in the world are we going to do with this Rutledge?
What shall we do to these men?
What are we going to do with Rutledge?
Uh-huh.
He's going to get all of our members over here. I hope you do.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yours? John. John.
Oh, John's member. baptize them and send them on back home.
That's it, all right.
Amen.
What should we do to these men?
What are we going to do with them?
For that intent, a notable miracle has been done by them.
We can't deny it. We can't deny it.
This man's been healed.
It's manifest. It's manifest.
It's manifest. It's been going.
To all them that dwell in Jerusalem.
To all them that dwell in Jerusalem. What are we going to do with
them? We can't deny it.
Can't deny it. But see, they can't deny that. They can't deny that there's been a change made in this man.
Right.
What made up the Holy Ghost? The revelation of the truth.
Uh-huh. But that it spread no further among the people.
Don't let it spread no further among the people now.
Let straightly threaten them.
They straightly threatened them.
That they should not speak henceforth to no man in this.
In them names.
This.
Them names.
This.
Their name.
This name. Yes.
What name?
Jesus.
Woo, Jesus.
And they called them.
Listen to it.
And commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus.
That's in the book.
That's right.
That's what they're going to tell John.
Well, he's talking John. I'm going to leave.
But Peter and John answered.
Wait just a minute. They're going to say, you can't belong to our organization, fellowship in our churches, and preach that in our churches.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you want to preach in our churches, we love you, but you can't preach that name.
Uh-huh.
And don't say nothing about that Holy Ghost, either, because we don't like that either.
Right.
Why don't people like the Holy Ghost?
Oh.
My Lord, if you can be saved without the Holy Ghost, you can be saved without God.
No.
You can't be saved without the Holy Ghost. You may get a blessing, you may get an experience.
That's just like the man that had a lot of pearls and seeking around. He found a godly big pearl, and he traded them little ones for the big one. See, you may have a lot of little pearls back there, but you need to get that big pearl.
Amen.
You need to get it.
All right.
Just leave off that name. Read down.
But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye.
Now you judge. Who you going to listen to? Some school preacher. Somebody went to school to learn to preach.
Get some message for puppets and hats. We don't have no message like this. No puppets.
No, that's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah. Hey, man. You sit back and listen to that fellow tell you, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost and put you in the water. He stood right there before you and all the company and God in heaven and lied. I ain't afraid to say that. He did. Every one of them that ever baptized, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and put you down and said that over you, did not baptize you in the name of the Father, didn't baptize you in the name of the Son, didn't baptize you in the name of the Holy Ghost. But when you put them down and say, in the name of Jesus, you're baptized in the name,
the only name, whereby man must be saved. Let me give the Bible today. Acts 4, 11 and 12. No other name given under heaven will by men can be saved.
He just didn't fit. They tried to put him here and they tried to put him there.
Oh, yeah.
And he just didn't fit.
Uh-huh.
So they just threw him aside.
Uh-huh.
You know what? They threw the blue frame away.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Right. The blue frame up.
Uh-huh.
He didn't fit nowhere. And when they got it done, they said, he's the head.
He's the head.
Amen. Right. And he said, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. They tried to stop it. They tried to deny it. They tried to get the people's minds confused. But thank God he's still revealing truth to those that are seeking truth and are hungry for God and want to be saved. God will open your understanding and you can see that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. And we won't have time to read those. Read on down through the fifth chapter. You know what them fellas did? They didn't stop. They got right up there and preached harder than ever.
Okay.
Amen.
That's 5:27-28.
When they had brought them, they set them before the council.
Now, wait a minute. They brought them in again, see? They went on back to preaching and baptizing that name and that their religious world. See, it's a religious world that's fighting this.
And the high priest asked them.
And the high priest asked them,
saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name?
Wait a minute. We let you off easy the other day up there when we had you in before the council. And we told you not to preach and teach any more in that name.
And behold.
Now and behold.
You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine.
We're going to fill Pine Bluff with it and every city and Hot Springs and all the rest of them. We're going to cry it from the housetop that Jesus is coming and he's coming after people that call by his name.
Hey, look.
Wait a minute. It's all good.
This real good.
Show it to us. Read it.
And intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
How'd they bring it up on him?
By preaching his name.
How'd they bring it up on him? How'd they bring it up on him?
Through the name.
Huh? How'd they bring it up on him?
Did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you fill Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us?
Well, how do you do?
Praise God.
So the blood is in the name. And without the name, there's no salvation. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give me thanks to God and the Father by him.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. You didn't hear what I said. You're shouting too loud.
Felt good. They heard part of it.
But he said, whatever you do in word or deed, do all.
Colossians
3:17.
That's all.
All. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. Now, if all you do and you baptize, you've got to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Now, the rest of that says this. Giving thanks unto God. And the Father.
By him.
By him. So you can't even give thanks to God but saying, thank you, God, because there's God's many.
Whatsoever you do.
Read it. It's there.
In word
Read
or deed. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Woo! Hallelujah! When you say, thank you, Father, that could be the devil.
Because he's the Father of all life.
When you say, thank you, God, there's God's many. Amen. Yeah, that could be them cows over in India. That's their God. But when you say, thanks unto the Lord Jesus Christ, whoo, we know who we're talking to. I got one more for you. He's the one's got all power in heaven and earth.
So,
is there any more if I ain't got no power? And I'd tell you something else that you think I silly and we'll let Brother Rutledge read it to you. Read me Jude 25.
Jude.
I believe.
All right. Read John Jude Revelation.
Wait just a minute. Now this is buckle your seatbelt. If you believe there's two more up there, because I'm going to tell you something. They ain't got a lick of sense. Now if there's two more up there. That's what the book said.
To the only wise God.
Huh? How many?
The only wise God.
The only wise God.
Our Savior.
Our Savior.
To glory, be glory, and majesty.
All right.
Dominion and power, both now and forever.
Now who said that?
Praise
the Lord our Savior. Right. Isaiah 43:11-12, right quick.
My, is that in the New Testament? 43.
It's still Bible.
That's right. 43:11-12.
I believe it is.
Bet I know where Isaiah is. All right.
Read.
I am the Lord.
What did he say?
I am the Lord. If you ain't not.
Amen.
And besides me,
Ephesians 4, 5, and 6, there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. He is one Lord.
Uh-huh.
And here God said before Jesus Christ ever came on the scene, He said, I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
Even I am the Lord.
And beside me?
And besides me?
There is no Savior.
Besides me, there is no Savior. Luke 2:11 said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ be Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Trinity folks might as well take down their sign.
They don't want to join up with that old false church or take the name of Jesus. That's what they're going to do.
Uh-huh. And right now, right down here at the very midnight hour, the church is going to leave. And all those Jesus' name folks that's living right, now as a lot of them call Jesus' name, they ain't going to be in the bride. I hate to say that, but you got to be a living a righteous, overcoming life. Amen. They may have shouted and had a good time, but they're not going into Canaan's land. I'll prove it to you. Moses, when he left the land of Egypt, he brought them out, brought them across the Red Sea, he fed them. They had a good time. The blessings of God is on them. They crossed through that Red Sea on the other side. They got their tambourines and began to dance and to shout. And I imagine they just sang all the way to Canaan's land. I don't know what they were saying. They said, what are you shouting and singing about? Said, we're going to Canaan's land. But you know, just a few of them, two of them out of that number, got to go into Canaan's land. Uh-huh. They eat the quail meat. Mm-hmm. They eat the manna from heaven.
Right.
They saw the sick healed. They danced and seen the Shekinah glory and the presence of God come down in the tabernacle.
Right.
But friend, they did not go into Canaan's land because God was not well pleased with them. They murmured and complained, and they wanted to be like the world. They didn't want to pay the price and come out and take a stand. They wanted to be like the rest of the world. And God give them a king so they could be like the rest of the world. God don't make you serve Him. You serve Him because you love Him. They have to have the Holy Ghost down inside to change that old Adam nature to make you love God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. I ain't going to get through. I'm just going to quit. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God don't change.
That's right. He don't change.
The Holy Ghost don't change. God's plan don't change.
Hallelujah.
He's got a set time and nobody knows, not even the angels in heaven.
Mm.
But He's coming back. He said, pray that we might escape all these things we see coming up on the earth.
Uh-huh.
And friend, you see it coming.
That's right.
They're just about ready to come in with a new monetary system.
Uh-huh.
Reagan has already met with the common market. They're ready to bring it in. They're getting the computers all set up. Now they know where the hot springs are, you got over here or not. You walk up to the store and the price is not on it. You just take whatever it is off the shelf and you run over that thing. It goes on the thing, how much it is, what it is. Takes it off their stock list, orders new stock. When you get through, there it is, just all computered out. Ain't going to be long. You're going to walk up there. You're going to say you got the mark on your hand or in the palm of your hand. If you haven't, you came by. That hour is coming. The Bible said it was. Amen. It's right here. We're facing it. It's one of the most changing times we've ever lived in. You can see it. You can feel it in the air. People are concerned about it. They're talking about it. But they're doing very little about it. But tonight, I've got my eyes set on a goal. Hallelujah. One of these days, somewhere in the eastern skies, He's going to step out on that cloud, and we're going to rise to meet Him. And those that have fought the truth and denied the blood and wouldn't accept it have gone right into that old false church. In that time of great tribulation, when the wrath is poured out of God without mercy, but while all that wrath being poured out down here, there's going to be a group up there in that holy city shouting around the throne in the sunlight of God's heaven. Friend, we're going someplace. We're going someplace. Praise God, we're going someplace. Said, this is life eternal, to know Him, the only true God. He said, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. This man thought he had eternal life, but he got to searching the Scriptures. He got to fighting the truth. You can't get nobody saved that goes along and said, well, that's all right, I'm saved, and everybody's saved, and everything's good. Get them to fight. Amen. You've got to make them mad enough to fight. When they get to fighting and start searching the Scriptures to prove you're wrong, the Scriptures that your God used to prove you wrong will prove you right. Amen. And they'll say, I never saw it like that before. But somebody's got to stand up for it. Amen. Well, you may forget me, but you never forget what I said. Amen. He's the same. He never failed one of His promises. Not one of His promises ever failed.
Hallelujah.
And He loves everybody. Now, I've heard it said that God hates the hypocrite. No, He doesn't. God loves the hypocrite. But He hates the hypocrite's way. God loves every sinner, but He hates the sin that's in him. And if he don't get rid of that sin, that's what's going to keep him out. Because there's not going to be any sin in heaven. You've got to get rid of sin. And the way to get rid of sin is to repent of it. Repent's easy. All you've got to do is throw up your hand and say, God, I'm sorry I ever sinned. I'm sorry I transgressed. I'm sorry for everything I ever done that grieved you. Forgive me, God. And get baptized in His name. Come up out of that water and let Him fill you with that sweet Holy Ghost just like He did in the early days. He's the same. He hasn't changed. The plan hasn't changed. And He's coming back one of these days in that same body that He took and went back to heaven with. And this same body of yours, whether walking around on top of the earth or in the grave, it don't make no difference. It's going to be changed from mortal to immortal. And we're going to rise. And it's going to be more real in that world. Now here's where a lot of people make a mistake. They think, well, we're just going to be a mist or a ghost floating around up there. You know, just a vapor like, you know. But you know what? You're going to have a body just like His body was when He came out of the grave. And He said to Thomas, said, come on, put your hand on my side, boy. He didn't already come out of the grave. He said, look at these nail prints on my hand. And He took that same body to stand there talking with Him. And He ate with them. He took that same body and went on back to heaven.
Hallelujah.
So this same body that you've got is going to be changed. It's going to come out of there. I don't care. I don't know how. Don't ask me how it's going to happen. I don't know. I can't explain it. I can't explain how a black cow gives white milk and eats green grass and makes yellow butter. But she does. That's right. I can't understand a lot of things. Can't explain it. But I believe it. I don't know how He's going to do it. Somebody that's been out there in that old morgue on the hillside in a fruit jar. Or one of them, well, I don't know what they call them. They don't call them fruit jars. They got a fancy name for it. Got a lot of flowers on it. I don't want to go in one of them. I want to go up from here. They got them setting up in there in that vault, you know. One of these days, that old janitor's going to be cutting the grass out on the outside, you know. He's going to be humming along, cutting it, and working directly something. Pop. That sound like that is in there.
Shut up.
That old boy has been cremated and had his ashes sitting there on that shelf. They're going to come out of there with a body, and they're going to live forever somewhere. You're going to live forever somewhere. And you make the choice. You've got to make your own destination. You've got to make up your mind. And if you live forever with Him, you're going to have a change in your heart.
Hallelujah.
And time won't change it, but the Holy Ghost will. Amen. The Holy Ghost will make a change in you. Praise the Lord. He changed the Apostle Paul. Amen. And He'll make a change in you. I'm not through, but I'm going to have to quit. Go home and search your Bible. Call me at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Tell me, see, I found somewhere where somebody was baptized in this Bible in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I'll get up, put on my clothes, come over to your house, and bring you a present of a brand new $100 bill. Find it. Amen. You can't find it. You find me somewhere in here that they got the Holy Ghost after the day of Pentecost without speaking in tongues. You can't find it. That's the sign. That's the sign. And He said, these signs shall follow them that do believe. Now I want to ask you something. How long has it been since you spoke in that heavenly language? I don't say you have to do it every day, but I'll tell you what, I sure like to. How many folks like to? I like to pray till I get down to pray and pray and pray, and all of a sudden that Holy Ghost takes over. Then it starts making intercessions. It starts pleading for us. It knows what we have need of. It starts talking. Oh, friend, it's an experience. And if you're not praying till that takes effect in your life, you need to get a hold of God and pray till that Holy Ghost begins to groan and make intercessions. And when you do, you'll have a new life. You'll have a new joy. You'll have a new thrill. You'll have a new determination. It'll give you a greater love. It'll give you a greater faithfulness. It'll make you love your pastor more, make you love the church more. It'll just make you and get you ready when that trump of God sounds to come out of there and meet Him in the air. Well, I'm not through, but I'm going to quit. Lord bless you.
Hallelujah. Everybody.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
There just might be somebody here tonight to feel this is the night you ought to give your heart to God. If so, come here. Come here tonight. We've got time to pray with you. We certainly have time to pray with you if you want to give your heart to God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Orisha. I want to tell you something. You that's been in the church quite a while, this kind of preaching we've heard before. I admit you don't hear too much of it anymore, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sing it. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Goodbye.
Somebody else. Somebody else. Somebody else. He's passing by. Four or five of you ladies gather around Sudie right now. Four or five of you ladies and girls, come right on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else coming tonight? If you get away without us shaking your hand, we're glad you're in the house of the Lord. Everybody else gather down front. Let's get a hold of God. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Pray. Everybody pray.